Welcome to the Crazy Town Podcast. I'm Jonas.
And I'm TNT Don. I'm like the explosive one. Let's crack into another one.
TNT.
Yo.
This is coming out on maybe now, I don't know, spring break week.
Spring break
week. You want to get some
beads? Great spring break spots that I've never been to. Lake Havasu.
Take your pants off for beads in the streets.
I've never been to Cancun. I've never been to Lake Havasu.
South Padre Island, Miami Beach.
I've never been to any of... Oh, I've been to Miami Beach, but not spring break time.
So, I guess Miami Beach, hey, it says they're opting out of a toxic relationship. It says it's not us, it's you. They're telling people to not come there for spring break because there's been many years of violence and debauchery in the streets.
Yep. Apparently last year it came to a head. There was a lot of violence that happened. Two homicides happened.
I mean,
and there were 400 and some odd arrests.
I mean,
most of them and like over half of them were felony arrests.
Yeah, it said they're implementing month-long security measures aimed at curbing the chaos, including parking restrictions for non-residents. Yep. And then they're closing sidewalk cafes on the busy weekends.
Curfews.
It says curfews, bag searches, early beach closures, DUI checkpoints, drug possession arrests.
Yep.
It said you just want to get drunk in public and ignore the laws. It says, do you even remember last March? But here's the thing, man.
Do you even remember it?
This is why we can't have nice things.
What do you mean?
Everybody ruins everything.
Bro.
That's like the guy, the gas grill at the Crazy Town compound, the guy putting mulch in it to set it on fire.
Yeah,
like
that's insane.
I'm like, bruh.
That's insane.
This is why we can't, you drunk and can't figure it out, so you just pour wood in it.
But I'm also going to say is that we're given a lot of responsibility to kids, all right? We're talking about the people that do go to these events are 21 to like 27, 28. Because by the time you hit 28, you're like, I don't know if I want to go there again. Unless you just got problems in your life, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm going to have to say it's like it's the most young and irresponsible version of us that are the main culprits.
Well, yeah. I mean, absolutely. You ain't seeing no 50-year-olds out at spring break.
No.
And if you do, they're just like the weird guys.
So I'm also not trying to say just like blame the kids either. I don't want to come off.
That's what it sounds like, Boomer.
Is that what it sounds? No, I'm shooting them bail because they are young. You know, when I was that age, I made dumb mistakes. I did dumb stuff, you know. And
I did a lot of dumb stuff when I was younger.
Yeah, and if either one of us had any more loose morals, we probably could have done a lot way worse stuff. So I'm shooting them bail, but on the same note, hey, look, I understand. It gets a little wild in spring break, and I could see like Louisiana doing this. Like this could be a trend.
Yeah, I mean, South Padre Island don't care, I guess. They're the one in Texas.
Yeah.
I've been down there.
Have
not
you?
During spring break, though.
No, you want to go to spring break down there this year?
It's not going on right now. Let's go. Sorry, guys. No more episodes this week. We're going to spring break.
I will take the next month off. Let's go.
Spring break's only a week.
I don't care.
Okay.
I'll take a month. I'm going to need 3 weeks to recover.
After hanging out with all them young girls doing spring break stuff.
Oh, my God. I've never felt more old, Jonas, than when I was in the grocery store. I think this was like last weekend. And there was the cashier was there, and she was an older woman, right?
The cashier was an older woman?
Yeah. I mean, and when I say older, I mean, you know, like over the age of 30, all right? And I was there, and I was over the age of 30. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah, 30 and a half.
Exactly. And then we look in, and there's like these two, bag people, bag persons, bag boys.
Bag ladies.
Except one of them was a lady. So there was a bag man and a bag woman. And the bag man was talking to the bag woman in the lane over. And he's like, hey, what do you think my name is? And she was like, I don't know. And he was like, it's this, but how do you think you spell it? And it was just like the weirdest, most awkward 16-year-old Riz that I've ever seen in my life. And I looked at this woman. in the same like generation as me, and we made eye contact, and we both rolled our eyes and smiled at each other at the same time. But I've never felt more old when I saw that 16-year-old Riz, and I was just like,
you know what? What? Hold on. I was just like, man, I should go up to somebody in the bar and be like, hey, guess what my name is?
What's your favorite color? What do you think? Did you see the new Taylor Swift album?
Can you
album?
Guess what my favorite color is? And they're like, green. I'm like, God damn it, girl, you in my head already.
Bro, it was so awkward. And I don't know if it was working. Like, to me, I was like, bro, that was the lamest line. But on her, it was like it was working. Like, she was like, oh, okay.
I was serious. I'm going to ask a girl out in the bar.
I know you were.
And I'll be like, I'll be like, you know how to spell it? It's Jonas with two A's.
Yeah, it's different.
I like this. I'll put the two A's up on my fingers. I'll be like, hey.
Alcoholics Anonymous. Need it.
Hey, come home with me. Yeah.
Assisted assault.
Yeah. Wow.
I need it.
I don't even know what that means. But yeah, that sounds like some. That sounds like. I mean, he tried. She was giggling. She was in, bro.
I don't know if like young girls are just dumb.
Apparently, at the HEB, there's always some young ass kids saying some ignorant stuff with the bag people. They're always the youngest kids, and they're just like, y'all going to the party later? No, I gotta work till 2.
Like, sounds like a normal conversation. Like,
wait.
It sounds like they're just having normal conversations. Just like weird ass. You going to the party? No, I gotta work till 2. Yeah. Whoa! What a bunch of fucking weirdos. Fucking going to parties.
Told
and
you
working.
I was bringing smart stuff this week.
What kind of fucking crack addicted meth whore gets off at 2? What the fuck, you fucking scumbucket, right, Jonas?
That's what
fuck
I thought about
kids,
her.
Right?
That's
fuck.
I thought about her. I was like, this mom.
This stupid bitch getting off at 2 o'clock. The fuck? Johnny, I'm so tired of them getting off of work, right, and going to parties. Fucking insane.
Remember being young and you had to work and all your friends were going to a party and how much that sucked, and you knew that, like,
yeah,
and you were like, man, I don't get off till 10.
Yeah.
And
everyone's
all gonna be partying,
and then you get that, and one of you would get that awkward call from a friend who's getting off of work, the guy who's going to come to the party in his Wendy's outfit with the shirt on.
Yeah, the guy's going to bring a bag of steak from Taco Bell.
Yeah, they always bring like an extra bag of something.
It's just a bag of steak and some gordita shells. Yo. He's like, I brought all the extra nuggets. There's 70 of them.
You know what? Actually, shout out to the guy who shows up 3 hours late for the party with a tray of nuggets.
I mean,
that motherfucker is a savior. And I've seen that. That's happened on more than one occasion in my life.
Yeah, you work at the pizza place, you show up with pizza, and you're like, God damn.
I'm going to tell you right now, Jonas, at my age right now, if you walk through my door with a tray of nuggets, there's no way I'm eating that. I don't know where those nuggets have been.
Really?
They've been riding the back of your car or something. You just come in an open-faced tray of nuggets. I'm not eating that shit.
Wow. Like, open open face.
I'm not eating that. I'm not. It's just not even happening.
Man.
Not going for an open-faced tray of nuggets right now. No.
Even
I got
if it
better
was
things
homie?
To do. What's that?
Even if it was your homie?
If it was you, I'm not eating your tray. Like, you just walk in with, like, an open tray of nuggets with, like,
no, loose, they're in a bag.
Loose tinfoil over the top of
they're
it.
They're in a bag.
I don't know, man. Where are you getting a bag of nuggets from? I'm not even big into nuggets like
I'm
that.
I'm not like, what about a bag of steak?
I'm not, I don't, nah.
Showing up with a pound of bacon.
Exactly. See, you're just, it's getting worse. I mean, the nuggets was the best form, and I'm against it.
Yeah.
Now you're just showing up with loose meat. I'm good.
It ain't like they're showing up with a bag of cheeseburgers or something. That would have been clutch.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen that happen. Talking to the guy who works at Taco Bell, he shows up with like some extra quesadillas. We have these extra, like, quesadillas at the end of the night.
Yeah.
They're 4 hours old, but they're still good.
You going to spring break?
I would love to, actually. I'm telling you, John, you think I'm kidding, but if you wanted to go to South Padre Island, I'm game to go. We could do a podcast from there.
Why would we go?
We're podcast on locale.
I'd do that.
Okay, let's go.
All right. Well, all right. No episodes the rest of the week, everyone. We're going to South By. Wait, South Padre. Spring break.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll pack.
All right. That's all time we have for today's episode. Please make sure to like and subscribe for Jonas.
To you too.
Help me out.